MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Bird flu remains one of the biggest threats to South Africa's poultry industry, and a year after a devastating outbreak that saw millions of birds culled and then a spike in food prices, poultry farmers are once again raising alarm bells. This time their frustration is directed at the government's sluggish rollout of vaccines, their claim, which they believe could prevent another crisis. Now, despite international examples of successful vaccination programs, South Africa has yet to make these vaccines widely available, according to the South African Poultry Association. Now, with food security, jobs and the survival of the industry at stake, the question is the Department of Agriculture dragging its feet? Now, this is what the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Poultry Association, Isaac Breitenbach, told me earlier.
This is a controlled disease. We've only got two controlled diseases in the country, of which influenza is one. That means that the Department of Agriculture control the disease. We can't just blanket vaccinate. We need to apply to get permission to vaccinate, and the permission will only be given once we comply with certain biosecurity rules set out by Department of Agriculture, and we need to do certain monitoring or sampling of bloods to ensure that we don't have the disease amongst vaccinated flocks to satisfy the Department of Agriculture. Now, the Department of Agriculture set these standards of biosecurity so high that we haven't yet got one farm that was able to comply with the stringent requirements, and that's preventing us from vaccinating.
More now from Dipepeneneng Serachi, who is Deputy Director General, Plant Production and Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture. DDG, thank you very much for talking to us today. Has the department been slow in approving vaccines?
Not. We've not been slow. Thank you for having us, and so that we can set the record straight. It will help in future to bring us and Mr. Breitenbach in one discussion chamber so that we can demystify the myths that and the misinformation that they're peddling around. This is what is happening. Avian flu, highly pathogenic avian influenza, has two strains that are known and which are dangerous, H5 and H7. As at today, there is registered vaccines for one strain, H5. It's not a problem. There is vaccine. We do not have vaccines for H7. Now, how should government be doing to try and tackle the situation? Let's start with the availability of vaccines. It's a lot of work and it requires investment. And we just don't have the vaccine in the country. Between 2023, 2024, it's about 8 companies applied to register vaccines for both strains. The only strain that was found registrable and was subsequently registered was a vaccine against H5. For H7, we do not have as the country, so there is no vaccine for H7. It's not like we're dragging our feet. Secondly, we've developed what is called a protocol. As early as mid last year, actually, June, July, if not before, we engaged Mr. Breitenbach and the South African Poultry Association, both from the broiler, which Breitenbach is the leader of, and from the egg, which Dr. Bahani is the leader of. We engaged them throughout the process and the rest of the other industry players. The process requires us to register what we call a scheme, but we started at what we call a protocol. What is a protocol? Protocol is a procedure that anyone who wants to vaccinate their chickens, they've got to adhere to strict rules, strict processes that they have to adhere to, and this is biosecurity requirements that they need to adhere to. Mr. Breitenbach went on radio before talking to us, and he didn't even mention that he's been part, when we were developing the protocol, he's been engaged all the way. He forgets to mention that information. He now says it is too stringent, it's very difficult to comply with. We agree, but it's not impossible. The new process here.
So let me ask you then, how are you going to refine or simplify those protocols to prevent another outbreak of bird flu?
Section 11 of the Animal Diseases Act makes it an obligation of anyone who wants to farm in animals to adhere to biosecurity measures. If all farmers were to adhere to biosecurity measures, we wouldn't have outbreaks. in simple terms. So it is the obligation of any farmer to, one, ensure that they do not get infected, and secondly, to ensure that in the event they get infected, they prevent the infection from spreading from their farm to the nearby or the neighboring farm. So the obligation is on them to ensure that they don't get infected. But as state, avian flu is what we call, falls under the category of diseases that we classify as controlled animal diseases. Controlled means we control it because we come in and we bring in measures that with which we are going to ensure that we don't only protect them or don't only enable them to farm and make profits, but we also ensure that we do not poison the citizens of this country. We make sure that we do not make the disease endemic. In other words, we don't want the South Africa to normalize the bird flu.
So am I hearing you correctly in saying then that an impasse now exists unless the poultry industry itself implements those biosecurity measures as dictated by the protocol?
Yes, it's not an impasse. I wouldn't call it an impasse because, like I mentioned earlier, that we've got relationship with all other industries, and in this specific case, the egg part of the South African Poultry Association. So we've got two, like I said. Under Dr. Balakhane, the egg unit or the egg part of the Poultry Association, we are in engagement. What we're going to be doing now, as provided for by our law, is to register the protocol as a scheme. What that means is that those who want to vaccinate will come forward and raise their hands and that they want to be vaccinated, and we will start the process of registering the farm, getting ready to receive the vaccine. By the way, this vaccine, because it's a very dangerous and we don't want anyone to handle it recklessly, it will be issued through a prescription from the registered veterinarians, and are going to ensure that each and every dose goes to where it's supposed to go, and thereafter the bays that would have been vaccinated are followed through and accounted for all the way. So those that want to vaccinate, they will register and will be allowed to vaccinate against strain H5. So that's what, in fact, at the moment, as talking to you today, those that want to vaccinate must come forward and they'll be assisted through the process of registering, the process of ensuring that they are allocated veterinarians who are going to work with them to ensure that they comply with the requirements as set out in the protocol.
Mr. Sarachi, are you not worried about timelines, though? For instance, countries like France and the Netherlands are already vaccinating, and we're not even close, it seems.
Thank you for raising that. It's a misinformation. There's no country in the world that has vaccinated chickens against highly pathogenic avian influenza. These are just lies that have been peddled around. France, the only country in Europe that has vaccinated, at least the information that the official data and records that we have, is that France has vaccinated 20 million ducks, not chickens, ducks, against highly pathogenic avian influenza, not chickens.
All right, thank you for clearing that up. Mr. Sarachi, just one quick question in conclusion. What happens to those farmers who don't come forward and register?
They just cannot vaccinate. And if they cannot vaccinate, or if they are found to have been vaccinated, they would have contravened South African law, and they will be followed up through the processes of penal processes. No one is going to vaccinate unless they adhere to the rules. Where else are they going to get hold of the vaccine, for starters? Now, if they just go, instead of talking to us and finding ways, they go around talking to the media, let them do that. But my advice to them is, while they're enjoying their media expose, they must spend some time to come and talk to us, and so that we can find out ways in which we can assist them to work around how they can vaccinate. Lastly, they're saying, Mr. Brennerberg, I heard him on radio saying, it is just too strict, stringent, no one can comply with. Then he leaves it there. You know, Mr. Max, that in science, if you think what we put up as a requirement is impossible for you to comply with, you provide what you call equivalence. The intention is to arrive at the same outcome. If you think what we set out in the protocol is difficult for you to comply with, then provide us with an equivalent assurance that you're not going to have the virus spread, not going to endanger the lives of the citizens of this country. Because so as long as you can come up with an equivalent, we'll start talking. But just saying it's impossible, it's not assisting.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. That is Dipepe Neneng Serache, who's the Deputy Director General, Plant Production and Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture. Thank you very much indeed for Government's Perspective.